מלכי השמיים ושבוחר בנו לחלקוי ונוסן לנו אסתי רוסי הקדוש אשר היא עצולה משמי מרומים. It's an ability of Torah, the elegance of Torah comes from the highest of all places. The kasha nizkil is davet bo b'mei chayenu, when we have this chus to connect the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah in this world, v'nishmorchu keil misveisel niye chayim v'kayimim lanetzach. Because the Torah's source is in the world of Ruchnius, the world of the Ribbono Shalom, so therefore, when we say in our davening, we say the bracha v'chayei oylem nata b'secheinu. So what does that mean? Chaye olam nata b'secheinu. So interpretation is v'chayei olam chaye nischiyim. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the opportunity to connect nata b'secheinu. Here in this world, which is not an olam nitzri, the olam gashmi, Kadosh Baruch Hu has given us the opportunity to connect the olam nitzri, the olam ruchni. That is the chaye oilam nata b'secheinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability to attach to Kadosh Baruch Hu's world, and ultimately, our neshamas will benefit from it. Because our neshamas will have a greater portion of the olam hamas. וכמוי דחסיב ושמרתם מזכוכי סייבס משפטי שאשר יעשה עושם האודם וחי בהם. So when Kadosh Baruch Hu says, we should do his mitzvahs, וחי בהם מתיר גבונקלס, וחי בהם וחי יולמו. תאין להם מה שהכוון הבועל מזה. חבס חיים interprets this to mean that we will have eternal life through it. That means that it's not referring to v'chayvem that we'll learn how to live in this world, which is one interpretation. In the etzim chiyav liman haTorah nishna kama pamim b'Torah u'benvim u'ksuvim u'befrat b'edim rechazal v'gam u'mufrisam l'chol Yisroel k'kot n'gadol v'kol mekayimin b'derach klal akviyas itin l'Torah achar otu v'esim edif shach v'arvis. It's most of the time we are mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah by eating the Torah the morning after davening. That was the practice, that was the common practice. B'shachros and marvus, either after shachros or marv time. Ochein mashet zivsa Torah b'parsha shema b'dibar tovom b'shivtecha b'veisecha b'lechtecha v'aderech b'chein b'parsha shniya u'lamadetam b'yisomis b'neichem. The daber bom b'shivtecha b'beisach l'atcha b'derech shukoy al divrei Torah k'mo yishivur l'kamen and he daber zeh av she'onu oimer moisem b'chol yoyim b'boik v'erev v'gam onu mekablen aleinu b'berchas emes v'yatzim l'kayim kol ma shekirvinu b'parsha shema she'onu oimer d'var v'chayim k'yom lo'ad ala v'yiseinu v'aleinu y'kol mokum v'rofim v'etzleinu v'abon esed ha'rabim. The mitzvah, the idea of being k'me'itim l'Torah, is that we are matzliach. But the next dog of learning, the constancy of learning, that we say in Kriya Shema, that the learning should be l'daber bom, b'shivtech v'veisecha, wherever we are, b'lechtecha b'derech, he says that we are not so successful. Even though we say it twice a day, and even though we're mekabel upon it, even though we say in emes v'yatzim, u'dvarim v'chayom v'mekyom v'aleinu, many people feel that they'll learn their kviyas, they'll learn their kviyas of mishnayas, and then, now they're potter from the mitzvah of learning. And it's like Cain, adomer. It's true that we're not mechuyev to learn kol haTorah. Not sure the Arishon must say that one is mechuyev to attempt to learn kol haTorah. Mikol mokin, iyata ben chayrin li botol imeno kinesa ba'avis v'yesh od kama sibus mevius lezek kashenura akol hakamon al kein vasi bezer Hashem b'mamar kotzer hazeh nikra teres habayis la'or leim achenu bnei Yisrael minyan hazeh. So the Chavis Chaim Kedarke Bakodesh, it was a phenomenal really. So he saw that there was something that he has to be metaken. So he had almost all of his svarim. He sees a nekuda has to be metaken. We are most familiar with the Chavis Chaim and the concern of Rechilz and Lashon Hara, which is a phenomenon in itself, that in the 20th century that a Jew should say nobody's ever done this before, and he undertakes to do it, and Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him the strength and gave him the Hatzlacha. Same thing with Avos Chesed. He saw that people who didn't appreciate the mitzvah of Halavos Mamim and he took to write a sefer to try to promote it. Didn't have the same success as the Chavetz Chaim and Yisrael Achilles, but also a very remarkable sefer in Yenav Ches. Teres Abayis is a sefer he undertook to remind people that there are two different, distinct halachas of Talmud Torah. Again, the Chavetz Chaim is moving along in a very specific trajectory of Rishonim. But there are two different halachas. One is the mitzvah of being kaveh Talmud Torah. The Rambam writes, without kviyas itim, one is not mekayem the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The other is the mitzvah of being continuously involved in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Very, very difficult. And as he points out, that is something that we have not been fully successful. The Yivura ba'od kamen yonim. Again, not every Rishon is mekabel this mahalach. Umi darbinin b'chol ha'mamre zed derech halacha l'kayim es ha'posan k'zei k'pshutai amarti levare gam ken al yidei gam ken derech remes. He says that while before he gets down to business and explains this posan k'pshutai, the mitzvah, the ongoing mitzvah, the constant mitzvah of learning, that learning should be with us at all times. So they'll first explain it b'derech remes, that there are four parts to the pasuk: b'shivtecha b'beisecha, b'lechtecha b'derech, u'b'shachmecha u'b'kumecha. So we'll just start with the first one. So b'derech remez al yedei divrei Torah adam loymed ba'olam hazeh nivna lenafshe heichal bifnei atzma began Eden. K'risa b'medrash mishle al posuk bonza beis zu ha'Torah b'medrash kol mi shekonu li divrei Torah konu li bais la'olam haba. That as we learn ba'olam hazeh, we are building structures in the olam ha'emes. Sha'av kol yisro yish l'chelik l'am haba al mor kivitz is Hashem. But we all have a chelik in the Olam HaEmes. We all do bits of a chelik in the Olam HaEmes. But if you want a villa, if you want to have the 6-bedroom, 5-bathroom, gym in the basement, pool, you want to have the basketball court, you want to be, so the Olam HaZeh, what's it worth? But if you get the mansion, the Olam HaEmes, and the manicured gardens, and the U-shaped driveway, so when that's in the Olam HaEmes, that's not going to be worth something, right? So how's that going to happen? How are you going to get the mansion, the Olam HaEmes? He says, that's Al Yedei Divrei Torah. Odom Lomei Olam HaZeh, Nibna L'Nav Sheheichah B'Fnei Atzma. That's the importance of having b'shalom in this world. The Stifler once said I don't know if he said exactly this way, but he said that the smorgasbord is an important mashal. Why is it important mashal? Because the smorgasbord, the more time you're at the smorgasbord, the more it's shaykh. You had a meal and you get a plated dish. So what are you going to do? You're going to be the one guy at the table who asks for a second plate. Go to a restaurant, it's going to cost you. A smorgasbord, chatofa chatofa. Right? There, more time, you can eat more, different selections. So again, why is the smorgasbord important? Bahai Alma, because it's a mashal. It's a mashal that the more time you spend in the base of Medrash, the more learning you do, the more you chap another sefer, another mishnah, another gemara, another tosfos. No end to it, right? It's not a plated meal. So the big homes, mansions, they're also a mashal. Person looks at a mansion, Bahai Alma, no, what's it worth? But a mansion, the Elam HaEmes, that's a davar chosher. Right, you get to be on the right street, the Elam HaEmes. So how do you build a mansion, Elam HaEmes? That's with Divrei Torah, that's real learning. That's pshat, he says, that's the remez of b'shivtecha b'beisecha. That there's going to be a time when we're going to have gevaldige homes. And those homes are going to be, each one's going to be built on the tesis that we learned, the Nebuchadnezzar that we learned, the Pasuk that we learned, the Rashi, the Rabban. Good, so I thought to me that we need a little bit of a chizuk because Sundays, people think that there are Sundays in America. There are no Sundays in America. It was, should be by us. This is today's also a holiday. No, Columbus Day.
Indigenous people.
Right. Right. So, Baruch Hashem. So, just like today is not a holiday, so Sundays. I understand that people have chiyuvim sometimes, and sometimes people take impose those chiyuvim on Sundays. I understand that. I'm not a Navardik or a takif. I understand. But the baseline has to be that we learn 7 days a week. Friday nights and on Shabbos and Sunday, and Sunday's an easier day, so that means more time to learn on Sunday. I understand there are simchas on Sunday, there are family obligations, okay, so sometimes you have to negotiate a Sunday, but derech klal, the mindset should be, so we have to mischazik a little bit in our kviyas itim and in our appreciation of what we can accomplish. Good. So